Morning, everyone. God is good. And all the time, God is good. It's good to be here once again because God has blessed us once again. We owe him a debt of gratitude. If you didn't do nothing but get up this morning, you owe him a debt of gratitude. If you had breakfast this morning, you owe him a debt of gratitude. If you looked over at your spouse and said good morning, you owe him a debt of gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do for us. This morning, before we go any further, let us take a moment and go to God in prayer. Oh God, oh Heavenly Father, oh merciful God, once the Creator, once and for all the Creator of everything that's in this world and on this world, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because we have no other God in this life that we can come to say thank you. But we just thank you for so much and so many things. Father, we pray for the churches of Christ everywhere, but especially this local congregation. We pray for its leadership, its membership, and all those who are in service for the Lord here at this church. We thank you and we pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray that if it be your will that you might heal them, make them better, that they may be with us at the next appointed time. We pray and ask you, Father, to bless each and every household that's represented here today. And we just thank you, O Lord, for everything. Father, we know that without you, we could be nowhere and we would be nobody. Father, we thank you that you sent your son into this world to hang, to bleed, and to die on yonder's cross. We thank you that he went up Calvary's hill, mounted the cross, stretched out his arms, and died all for on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning with the use of our mind, our bodies, and our limbs. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for those who are not with us this morning but may be on their way. We pray that if it be your will that you would give them safe passage to this destination. We pray for those who are traveling around the world, around the country, across the state, and around the city. We just pray, O Lord, that at the next appointed time that they may be able to be with us once again. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, and we pray for the parents that are raising up their children. We just pray that if it be your will that you would give them a space and time that they may raise their children up in the admonition of the Lord. We pray and ask you, Father, to bless us as we go out into the streets this holiday weekend, as it is called. We pray for our safety and our well-being. Father, for we know that there are many who would disrupt us in our lifestyles. But we just pray for our safety, O Lord. Father, we pray and ask you to be with those that are not able to be here this morning, especially if they are sick and shut in. We pray for those who might not be here for they have some unforeseen circumstances. We just thank you, O Lord. Father, we pray and ask you to be with us now and watch over and keep us. Bless these services. Bless the brothers who have taken part thus far. Bless those who shall come from this point on. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for everything, all things and anything. It is in Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Let the church say, amen. Today's subject is God's appointment for all men. The scripture was read for your hearing from Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 27. I'll reread it for emphasis. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment. Now, we're going to talk about something that we don't like to talk about. I spoke about it just very recently ago, because we don't like to talk about death. We don't like to think about death. The subject matter is one we don't like to talk on, and it's sure and it's a serious matter. And I believe it should be talked about more and not less. I believe if we are to be true to the Bible and faithful Christians, we must let people know about the need to prepare for it. I speak of death. And today we're going to talk about it once again. I'm glad today that I'm able to preach to you this subject matter rather than to preach it over you. For if I'm over you, it's too late and you won't hear me anyhow. If we did not live, then we would not have to die. The familiar scripture of Psalms chapter 90 and verse number 10 is probably known to most Christians. It says, the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength and labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Let us look at this matter a little further now. All people must face death. The great obituary of the Bible is found in Genesis chapter 5 in various verses. It shows and tells of a great number of people of God. It tells of how many years they live. But if you'll notice something, it always ends with these words, and he died. I want you to watch this now. In verse number 5, Adam lived 930 years, but the Bible says he died. Seth lived 912 years, but the Bible says, and he died. Enos lived 905 years, but the Bible says, and he died. Canaan lived 910 years, but the Bible says, and he died. Now, if you take a stroll with me down to verse number 27, where we find the grandfather of all, Methuselah, of all, the granddaddy of all longevity, he lived for 969 years, but the Bible said he died. The common thread for all of these and others were that the same words at the end of every verse was there, and he died. It goes to show you how that true it is in Acts 10 and 34, where Peter said, I perceive that God is not a respecter of persons. Stated again in Romans 2 and 11 and again in Ephesians 6 and 9. So I believe that God does not respect, is not a respecter of person. And neither are we to be a respecter of person. God brought us here, and one day he shall be ready for us to leave here. So one day God is going to let us know enough is enough. And it shall be said of us or you, and or he or she, and he died. No matter what the number is behind the name, it could be 10, it could be 25, it could be 50, it could be 100, but we still all have to go. So we may as well prepare for it. Our time of death is unknown. No one knows when the call to death shall come. But I can tell you one thing. We can be certain that it is coming our way. One day all of our relations on earth shall be cut off. The text says in Hebrews 9 and 27. Let's reread it again. It is as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. We must die and we all must be judged. It means that the end of what we perhaps have grown accustomed to, yet we know for those who know the Lord, it can be, We can look forward to a better home than this one down here. It is a building not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 1. But we must be prepared in order to be accepted into God's heaven. How does man prepare to live with God? He must obey the word of God, accept and do the will of God, be baptized into Christ, and live faithfully while here on earth. Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting around verse number 14. He said, "He called you by our gospel, attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." But I like verse number 15. It says, "Stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle." The gospel of Christ was and is the same gospel for those people, the early people, the early Christians, as it is for us now. We never know when God may call us for our appointment. But make no mistake about it, the appointment is going to come. We have no control over death. So we cannot make any decisions based on the fact that we think we will live. Take note of Proverbs 27 and verse 1. It says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Some men like to plan out the things they want to do. But the future, even as close as tomorrow, or even as close as the next hour, may not meet you, or you may not meet it. But one thing about the Bible is certain of, and that's all men must die. Some may die young, others may die old, but you can be sure it is coming. Instead of putting so much emphasis on the stock market, we ought to be putting more emphasis on our soul. Because the stock market can crash. We need to invest in our souls more. Don't be disappointed when I tell you this, but you are not, I repeat, you are not going to live forever. We are all going to die. The book of James speaks of calling on tomorrow without asking if it be the Lord's will. In James 4, 14 and 15, the Bible says, well, go with me over to James 4. James 4, 14 and 15. Look at what the Bible says. Let's start with 13. "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you," this is verse 14, "whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." Now he gives us instructions on what we should say. "Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that." Verse 16, "But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." So you don't count on tomorrow, for tomorrow may not come. Christians should be busy in the service of the Lord until he calls us home. In Amos chapter 5 and verse number 1, Amos told the people of his time to hear the word which I take up against you. He viewed Israel as hopeless and desolate, alone in their land. A warning had been issued before this where he told the people in Amos 4 and 12, he said, "Prepare to meet thy God." We need to make ready as well to meet the same God that Amos spoke of, for surely he is coming one day. So I ask the question this morning, are we ready? For we know not the day. We know that the day is making its way for each and every one of us to meet one day. Just as all those people in Genesis 5 I spoke of lived for a mighty long time, their time still came for them to die. Now, we probably won't live to get 800 or 900 years old, but we need to still be thankful for however many years we are given. We need to prepare to meet our God. For there shall come a day when we won't be able to walk as fast. We won't be able to stand as straight, nor see as far as we do today. In other words, know that we shall not forever stay young and active. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 3 and verses 4, speaks of the things which may happen in our later years. When the sound of grinding is low, the voice of the bird and the daughters of music shall be brought low. The legs, the eyes, the teeth are all among the members of the body that may go. But God may not allow us to keep our eyesight either, our teeth either. So while we still have these things, let us learn to use them and let others know of the wonderful power and goodness of God. Prepare to meet that God, for he is coming one day. God is coming one day, whether we are ready for him or not. But you know something? I'm so glad today that we don't know the day and the hour which is of his arrival, because it would cause too much worry and concern, worrying over something that we can't do anything about. Learn, as Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, around about verse number 11, "For I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content." We've got to be content, church. We've got to learn to accept our lot in life, whatever God has given us. But do you understand that if God told us the day or the hour, some of us would ride that day all the way to his preview to us. We would act bad all the way up until that day, and then we try to get right for that one day. But God wants us to be obedient all the time. He wants us to be obey his will at all times. When you go back to the text, the text says, "And it is as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment." You know something I get out of that? That tells me that there won't be any do-overs. You only get one shot in this life. You have to get it right while you're here. Because after death, there's no, "Lord, if you give me another chance, I'll go back and I'll do it right all over again." Uh-uh. No, sir, no, ma'am. It doesn't work that way. We've got to learn to live for the Lord as we make our way to eternal life in our heavenly home. But we got to be ready. But it's coming whether we're ready or not. But we need to prepare to meet that God, because we know that he is coming. Now, when I consider the matter a little further, I think of one thing, and I'm sure that all of you in here could think of the same things. You think of your many loved ones that's gone on before you. Some of us think of our spouses. Some of us think of our parents. Some of us think of brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, and the whole gamut of them, of family members. But one thing I can tell you, you're going to go that way too. You're going to go, you may not die of the same thing, but you are going to die. Once appointed to man to die, after death, the judgment. Now, I wish I could tell you when that day was coming, but I can't. I won't even try to tell you when that day is coming. All I can tell you is what the Bible said, and it says, "As it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." Now, I think about all the things that we live for in this world. We want money. We want a nice home. We want a nice car. We want nice clothes. And we prepare for those things. We go to work. And we work day in and day out. We even save a little, some of us. Some of us don't care about tomorrow, so we don't. But you need to consider that one day you're going to die, and you need to prepare for that as well as you prepare for those clothes and those shoes and that house and that car. You need to prepare for it. And God does not offer a layaway plan where you can put your life on layaway. God only has already given us the word that we're going to die. So all we have to do is make ready to die. Now, I'm not saying for anyone to stop living your life. But if you're not living your life for Christ, that's a different story. You need to prepare to meet your God, prepare to meet thy God. Because this appointment that's coming up, all of us are going to make this appointment. There won't be any latecomers to the appointment. There won't be any skipped appointments. It's going to come whether you're ready for it or not. It's coming. It may come while you're at work. It may come while you're at home. It may even come while you're in church. But it's coming. So when you think about it, that tells me one thing. We ought to be living for Christ no matter where we're at and what day it is. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Now Christ went to the cross on our behalf. He faced death, so he knows what death is. He knows it's coming, and he's offering us an opportunity while we yet live in this world to get right with God. Get right with God and live out your life in trembling and fear. For the Lord is coming one day. There's no admission charge for you to prepare for your life's work. The only thing you have to do is get into Christ. How do I get into Christ? Well, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. You ask yourself this question this morning. Am I right with God? And if you've got a question mark behind that question, you need to reconsider your life. If you've got a period there, then you may be all right, but you better make sure. You've got to be right with God. You've got to prepare to meet that God. Now, no matter how well I am off in this world, no matter how much money I've got, no matter how much health, my health can be the best, but you know something? Health is fleeting. That's what Ecclesiastes was talking about in chapter 12. Health is fleeting. One moment you're here and you're well and you're up and about. The next minute you can't walk. I know that it's all right with some of us that God just leave us here and we think we got a lease on life. We think we've got a high outlook on life because we get around real well. But I can tell you something. As I tell you often, I found out that the longer you live, the more stuff is going to happen to you. Now, the more stuff that happens to you, the worse off some of us get. When you can no longer see that all the way down the block, you realize your eyesight is failing you. When you have to put in or take out a set of teeth to eat, you know something went wrong early on. When the glasses you used to wear no longer fit right or work right, you know the eyes are going bad. When you can no longer run across the street, or no longer walk across the street like you used to walk across the street, you know you're getting older. But I'll tell you something. God is able to fix everything. There's nothing impossible for God to do. And so we ought to get right with him while we still can, while we're in our youth. Instead of waiting till we get old and worn out. Now God has provided for us, Brother Hall, many a things that we can use, to many resources we can use to get right with him. But the only one resource we need is to get into Christ. Amen. Now I say to you this morning, I ask the question, are you right with God? Are you ready to meet that God? Or are you just playing around? You know, a lot of us like to play church. A lot of us don't get it right. And if you don't get it right now, you won't get it right later. You may not have the opportunity, I should say, to get it right later. Now, I ask this question again. Are you right with God? Are you ready are you ready and prepared to meet that God? Well, I'll tell you something. It doesn't make any difference whether you're ready or not. The time is going to come when you're going to have to meet him. So with that in mind, I offer the invitation to all who would come. If you're not a member of the Lord's body, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized, as I stated earlier. But somewhere along the line, maybe you've already taken those steps. You need to ask the Lord, if you went astray, you need to ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the church, come forward, ask the church to pray for you, that you may grow strong. Now I'm going to tell you a little something. God is able to forgive you for whatever you've done, been wrong in. God is able. God is willing. And God is ready. But are you? Ask yourself the question now. Take a self-inventory. And ask the Lord, ask yourself, am I ready to meet that God? Now, when I look at the matter even further, I notice that the church is not full like it's supposed to be. The church is not full like it should be. The church is not willing and ready like it should be. And to answer the question from this morning's Bible class, it's all about training. That's what it's all about. It's all about training to prepare our people to be what they're supposed to be. To help them get to where they need to be. To help them to understand what the word of the Lord really says. When you read in the Bible, you read the Bible and the Bible has a meaning to what it's written there. It's not just written so that we can have something to look at. There is a meaning to every scripture in the Bible. There is something that God is trying to say to us, and we need to take hold of that and run with it and see what the Lord wants us to be and what he wants us to do. Now, before I got about 2 more minutes here now, and I'm going to try to wrap it up in these 2 minutes. But all I can say this morning is to look out, for the Lord is coming. Be willing, be ready, and be able, and even if you're not, he's still coming. But it's better if you're ready. It's better if you give the Lord what you should give the Lord. It's better for you. It's better for your soul. Now, when I consider the matter of going to work, for instance, most of you get yourself ready for Monday morning by getting prepared on Sunday night. You lay your clothes out on Sunday night, or even if you don't lay them out, you at least decide on what I'm going to wear tomorrow, and you prepare for it. But many of you don't think that much enough about your soul to prepare to meet that God. And God has an appointment for all of us. Every last one of us. You know, none of us are going to escape being laid out in front of somebody's pulpit or somebody's funeral home somewhere. The only way you can escape it is if you get cremated, but they're still going to talk over you somewhere along the line. So you need to prepare that, in other words, death is coming, so you need to prepare for it. Now, unfortunately, as a minister, I get to go to quite a few hospital visits. And I can tell you, there's no shortage of sick folk. There's no shortage of folk that are laying on their dying beds. And I think about the doctors and the nurses, and I've always admired them for one reason and one reason only. Well, two reasons. They're able to cure or help me get cured. And number two, I admire them especially for this one. A doctor can see us from the cradle to the grave. He sees us from when we first enter into this world, and he's the last person sometime we see when we're leaving this world. There you go. But one thing I know for certain is that all while I'm here, the doctor may not be looking over me anymore, but God is looking over me. God can look over me from heaven's portals. He can look all the way down here to earth and see me, and he knows what I'm doing, where I'm at, where I'm going, where I'm coming from, where I've been, and all of that. He sees my ups and he sees my downs. But I know that one thing above all things is that God has the right eye to see everything. And so what I'm saying to you is very simple. Again, you need to prepare to meet that God. You prepare to go on vacation. Oh, child, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Washington, D.C. next month. Now, you don't know if you're going to make it till next month, but you're going to Washington, D.C. Well, you already know you're going to die. Why not plan for that? I'm going to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to have a good time there. Well, you don't know that. You don't know that because you're not even promised the next minute. You could drop dead right here and right now. And it's not impossible to happen. It has happened before. I'm sure Brother Burnside can attest to that fact of a preacher in the pulpit preaching. And he died. So God can call you at any time, any day, any hour, any week, any month, or any year. So just prepare to meet that God. I've already laid out the steps, what you need to do if you want to come before God and be baptized into Christ. You come forward. Brother Jackson is willing and ready and able to baptize you. All you got to do is come forward. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.